Tomorrow's News Today. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Monday, April 13th, 2026, and we are now in a new world war, any way you slice it. America has been trapped. America has been set up. America has been fooled. President Trump knows Israel lied to him to get into the war and launch the attack, but he wants to save face. But every day he escalates the war, now with the blockade of Strait of Hormuz, he only gets us into deeper quicksand. This is COVID 2.0. This is the Great Reset. We have to attack Iran so they can close the Strait of Hormuz, so we can keep attacking Iran so they can open the Strait of Hormuz. And then we need to send in the Navy ships, even though the admirals have told Trump they'll be up by the shoreline where the short and medium range missiles and artillery can totally destroy them. Then Americans will become enraged and will be in a full ground war invasion. That's the plan to get us into full war. And above that, the globalists want that because it will cause a global depression. They're calling it COVID 2.0. And Larry Fink at BlackRock and the Rothschilds are so happy. Trump's now saying we're back at war, limited strikes. Why? We've dropped 15,000 bombs. Well, you dropped over 7 million in Vietnam, and they didn't give up, and the Iranians are even more dug in and worse. As I said 40-something days ago when this started on March 1st, if the Mullahs fell in 3 days, I'd say, wow, Trump's got the magic touch. I'm not fans of them. But no, this is bigger. It's about bankrupting the U.S., having a world depression. This is all going down right now. This is a total trap. If you follow threat escalation ladder, the Pentagon studies, that's why I know all this, because it's from the Pentagon. They told him, don't do it. That's on record. This escalates into full ground war, total war, and then Russia and China probably get involved. Iran is not Iraq. Iran is not Afghanistan. It is 100 times worse, and here we are. And you got all of these white pillars that say he's Jesus and he's unstoppable, and he even told Tucker 3 weeks ago, hey, everything always goes my way. Well, it ain't going your way, Trump. You've had the American people behind you. That's why you've been successful, and you've been strong and had a lot of will, did a lot of good. But now you've made a turn for the worse. Now your staff's calling you Jesus, and you're posting memes where you're Jesus. I mean, come on. This has disaster written all over it. Pull out now. Declare victory and stop listening to Netanyahu and Jared Kushner.
So that, ladies and gentlemen, was, of course, Alex Jones with a message this morning. You can find and share that on his X at Real Alex Jones. I, of course, am Harrison Smith. I'll be sitting in for Alex for the first 2 hours of today's show. We have absolutely huge news, as you just heard Alex say. We are essentially in World War III. We've got some interesting rumors about that, including a rumor that following the negotiations, the failed negotiations for the ceasefire, there may have been a little assassination planned that may have been thwarted by the participation of Chinese and Russian jets escorting the negotiators back to Iran. Again, this is unconfirmed, but these are the types of rumors flying around, as China does seem to be a big beneficiary of what's going on with Iran, and the rest of the Western world is, it seems, preparing for full-fledged deployment. We'll be covering that today. We have a lot of stories to cover today. Obviously, the Iran war is going to be first on the docket, but we're going to get into what's going on in Iran. We're going to get into what's going on here in America as the left simultaneously collapses into its own stupidity while also gears up plans for total tyranny if they ever get back in power. Gavin McGinnis will be taking over for me halfway through the show. Very big show today. Stay tuned. And then Jason Burmis will actually be taking over War Room for me today. So stay tuned. We'll actually come back after a short commercial break with another message from Alex Jones. And then we'll hit the ground running with all of today's biggest headlines. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, band.video. Support us at thealexjonesstore.com. And we'll be right back.